Lieutenant Colonel Joe Repia retired from the Army in 1998. He was in his 50s and ready to settle into civilian life in Minnesota. He built a business selling airplanes to corporate customers. And then, in response to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, he wrote the Army a letter.
It was an offer to return to active duty if his skills were needed. Then, in March of last year, the Army responded. Yes, they said. We think we need you to join the 101st Airborne Division.
And I knew they were serious when they had me upgrade my security clearance and then turn around and take an Army flight physical. At that point in time, I knew that there was a very good chance that this was going to happen. Throughout the entire process, the Army gave you the opportunity that if you wanted to withdraw your application, you could do that. And, no one would think ill about you. But the thought of withdrawing my application never really crossed my mind. What did cross my mind was, wow, here I am, 58 years old. What a challenge it is to get up again at 5 o'clock in the morning and run 4 miles with a bunch of 20 and 22-year-olds. And I started thinking, I've got to prove to myself that I can do this again. When I first came back on active duty October 1st, before I actually had signed into my individual unit, I got up one morning, started running, and a couple of young soldiers ran by, and so I sped up and started talking to them. And about a half mile down the road, I realized they were running really fast, and I wasn't quite used to that and that pace. And so when we came up to a corner, as they started to continue to sprint forward, I pointed out that my unit was off to the right, and I turned the corner. And as soon as they were out of sight, I slowed down and started catching my breath. At my age, I have discovered that if I can still see the young troops at the finish line on the horizon, then I'm doing pretty good. The 101st Division, which returned from Operation Iraqi Freedom in March of 2004, is going through transformation. The division will finish its transformation this summer, and then it will deploy back to Iraq for a year's mission there. And I will go with them, of course. I served in Vietnam as a young infantry officer. I served in Desert Storm as a helicopter pilot. I'm fully aware of what I'm going into because this country is at war. And we could lose. And if we do, it's my grandchildren and your grandchildren that are going to suffer, not somebody at my age.
Lieutenant Colonel Joe Repia coordinates avian operations for the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.